When the Iowa caucuses conclude tonight and the results are known, all the attention in the presidential race will shift to New Hampshire, which holds the nation's first presidential primary next Tuesday. Most of the candidates are in Iowa, looking to shore up last-minute support. But Republican John Kasich was in New Hampshire yesterday talking about how to defeat ISIS.
You can't talk to them, and we have to get rid of them. And America can't do it alone. We got to do it with other countries, okay? They all have to, because we all have to work together, because it's about what we call civilization.
Every Monday morning, we speak with the Boston Globe's James Pendle, who's covering the race in New Hampshire, and we're speaking with him now. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
So let's do some what-ifs based on what might happen tonight in Iowa. And let's start with the Democrats, James. What's the likely impact in New Hampshire if Hillary Clinton beats Bernie Sanders tonight in the caucuses in Iowa?
Yeah, so Bernie Sanders has a huge lead in New Hampshire. If Hillary Clinton were somehow able to win tonight, and some latest polls suggest that she could pull that off, the race would tighten in New Hampshire. The question is how big of a victory she has in Iowa, which means how closely she can get to Bernie Sanders.
So if she beats Sanders in Iowa, she gets momentum for New Hampshire.
She does. And the goal here for the Clinton campaign is to sort of get her within field goal range in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders has a strong double-digit lead here in the state. They think that if Hillary Clinton has a strong, convincing win in Iowa, then maybe they can get her within those 3 to 5 points that they can be able to get a victory in New Hampshire as well.
All right, the other way around, if Sanders beats Clinton in Iowa, the impact in New Hampshire is he widens his margin. The margin, which, as you pointed out earlier, has already been pretty substantial in most of the polls.
That's right. If Bernie Sanders wins, this becomes a much bigger story beyond just New Hampshire. This is going to have national implications. The likelihood would then be that he wins Iowa and he wins New Hampshire, and this race for president on the Democratic side totally resets because she has very big leads everywhere else, but he's the one with the two victories and the momentum.
The Democrats are going to get together for a forum in Derry on Wednesday night and then maybe a debate on Thursday night in New Hampshire. How important are these affairs for Clinton and Sanders? Does Clinton have more at stake?
She does. And forever, Clinton's campaign has secretly opposed adding more forums. But as Bernie Sanders has gained momentum, they've certainly been more open to it. And Bernie Sanders is getting something out of this. He's not only compromising by saying, fine, we'll have a debate in New Hampshire where I'm winning right now by a large margin. He's getting three more debates down the line where it's not guaranteed he'll still be a strong contender. He may be, but it's not guaranteed.
All right, let's talk about Republicans. If Donald Trump wins in Iowa tonight, is he unstoppable in New Hampshire?
Boy, in New Hampshire, yes. The question is whether or not he is nationwide. Remember, this is history here. If Donald Trump wins Iowa, he's likely then to win New Hampshire, and no Republican has ever done that since we began this Iowa and New Hampshire thing since 1972. Mitt Romney didn't even pull that off, and he was a dominant frontrunner. It's going to be huge if he's able to win these first two states, and the question is whether or not he'll be unstoppable at all.
All right, if Ted Cruz wins Iowa, what's the impact for him in New Hampshire?
So if he wins in Iowa, the impact is that he'll likely get second place in New Hampshire, and he's going to have a lot of momentum, and he could be emerging as the sole only alternative to Donald Trump. Now, there are a lot of question marks here. I think one thing to watch tonight is what happens with Marco Rubio. He's seen to have some momentum in Iowa. He's strongly in third place. If he's able to get close to Ted Cruz, who's currently in second, because Ted Cruz has been dropping while Marco Rubio has been rising, Marco Rubio could be a huge story coming into New Hampshire, and that could really shift the race in a dramatic way.
All right, let's talk about two other Republicans. What are Jeb Bush's prospects in New Hampshire at this point? And the same question for John Kasich.
Yeah, so on that last point, I mean, they're just nervously watching Marco Rubio. You know, we basically have four candidates in the sort of same lane competing for the same voters. Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, and Chris Christie. And if you look at the last two polls in the last couple of days, you see Donald Trump at around 27 or 30%, and you see those four all added up at around 37 or 38%. If one candidate is able to consolidate that group of voters, they are going to be a dominant candidate. The question is whether or not Marco Rubio tonight in Iowa can point to voters, hey, I'm the candidate that everyone needs to consolidate around.
All right, last question. With a week and a day to go before the New Hampshire primary next Tuesday, what's the Manchester Union Leader newspaper endorsement worth to Chris Christie? He got the endorsement a little over a month ago, and he has been advertising that heavily in New Hampshire.
Yeah, Chris Christie got all he was going to get from the Union Leader endorsement, and he got a lot, actually. He got back in the conversation. He went up to even second place in New Hampshire, but he has been drifting. He's now down to with 6 percentage points. He's hanging around fifth or sixth place. He has clearly lost momentum, and I don't think anything, even the Union Leader's last-ditch efforts, can do anything about it.
James Pendle, political reporter for the Boston Globe, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. We appreciate it.
Thank you.